Hello, Bayside Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Oh, hi, Terry. It's Carolyn Beaumont here.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Oh, not too bad. It's been a pretty rough weekend. It's been a lot of pain.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you? What are you taking?
I managed to get some endone elsewhere.
Okay.
And some diazepam. Had a lot of headache, migraine from it, and just the actual pain was just really bad.
Okay. All right. Are you able to rest? Are you resting?
And I've been resting heaps. But my daughter's gonna drive me in today with David's just gonna take down the dressings, I think, and just have a quick look.
Oh, when's he doing that?
I said come by any time today, but I thought I'd better call just to sort of make it time.
Yeah, because he's operating this afternoon, and I think he's about to go. So,
oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Just bear with me. Can I just pop you on hold 1 second?
Yeah.
Hang on.
All right. Oh, I could swing by. Come on, Ash.
Bayside Plastic Surgery, a premier Melbourne-based plastic surgery practice devoted to both cosmetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, body and breast. We currently feature some of the most innovative treatments and surgical techniques available for cosmetic surgery of the face and body, as well as breast enhancement. You're in safe hands when you visit us at Bayside Plastic Surgery.
Bayside Plastic Surgery, we have a great team of professionals to help make your experience with us an enjoyable one. Our friendly team can answer questions about any aspect of your visit. Just ask when we return to the phone.
Carolyn, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi. So he is just running out the door because he's got a list this afternoon at Lineker. But he suggested, are you happy to come over to Sir John Monash tomorrow?
Can I swing by Lineker and he can just quickly take down the dressing then and have a look?
I don't think he can. I don't think there's anywhere to do it, but he could certainly do it tomorrow morning. I mean, nothing
is
really going to change between now.
No,
then.
No. Okay.
And then he's got like a procedure room and everything at it's suite 14. It's directly opposite where the hospital is in the morning.
Let me just
see what time everyone's booked in.
Yeah.
Where are we? Bear with me. I'll go over to tomorrow. Okay, so I'm just trying to look at the best time to get you in, I think. All right, there's only, there's three options. One is to come to be there at 8:45, it's the second patient.
Yeah.
One's to come at 10:45, but I think the people before might take a while, so I'm thinking that'd be late. The other option is to just be the last person there and come at 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Would that be
better? Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine.
And we should be wrapped up by then, I reckon, at 12, and he doesn't have to sort of race off anywhere immediately.
So 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, 12 o'clock tomorrow. So it's Carolyn, it's suite 14, so exactly the same place as you went to for your surgery, but the door, it's just you come up, when you come out of up the lift, you just walk straight ahead through the door. All right.
Okay.
Rather than turn right. Yeah.
So it's Sir John Monash Private, so it's suite 14 though.
Yeah, yep. So it's not actually at the private hospital. It's on the same floor as the private hospital. There's a whole lot of consulting suites there.
Oh, okay.
And we're in suite 14.
Oh, so the same building, like the Monash Specialist
Room.
Yeah,
and it's the first floor. It's the closest suite to the, you know, when you went into Sir John Monash, you had to go through those double glass doors. So you come up the lift or the stairs and you turn right. And the doors are on your right. Well, you come up the lift or the stairs and you just basically you're staring at the Suite 14. It's straight ahead of you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Where the lift and the stairs are. And you just come in there and I'll be there. I go over there on a Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So
about 12 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay.
About 12, I reckon. And look, you know, if you change your mind and you want to come earlier, just come earlier and we'll squeeze you in between people. All right.
Oh, well, no, I mean, I'll work with whatever time you've got. I won't just sort of...
Well, I just didn't want you to be sitting there waiting forever. But I think if you come at 12, that'll be perfect.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, okay.
Gorgeous.
Okay. All right. Okay, thanks.
We'll see you then. All right. Thanks. Take care and try and relax. It's like...
Yeah. It would have been better if you had been able to prescribe endone, but anyway, I was able to call in some favours and get some over the weekend.
Oh,
so,
that's good. Yeah, no, he doesn't usually prescribe that one.
Shame, yeah, because it was definitely needed. But anyway, that's all right. Okay.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow at 12.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye.